In June and July of 2018, the world became transfixed with an extraordinary drama which unfolded in Chiang Rai, the northernmost province of Thailand. 12 boys between the ages of 11 and 16, members of a junior soccer team named the Wild Boars, became trapped along with their coach in a cave system as the monsoon rains had flooded their only means of exit. The subsequent rescue attempt at the Tham Luang cave complex was fraught with danger, hindered by continuing bad weather, operational complexities and local bureaucracy. Nevertheless, expert cave drivers from all over the world volunteered their services, including Irishman Jim Warney. This weekend, the Cork Film Festival will screen a movie called The Cave, which documents and dramatises those events. And its director, Tom Waller, joins me now from our Limerick studio alongside Jim Warney himself, who features in the movie playing himself. Is this your first acting outing, first of all, Jim? And how difficult a task is it to actually play yourself in a film?
Yes, it's definitely the first time I've acted. It's not in my nature, or it's not what I usually do. So I'm just an electrician. So, but I also knew that the story needed to be told correctly, mm-hmm. and being given the chance by Tom to get involved in all aspects of telling the story, including playing myself, was. Was the right thing to do for me.
Easy decision to make. And when it came to the telling of the story, Tom, obviously what you decided to do here was, rather than go a straightforward total documentary route, you actually give us a docudrama. Jim and a lot of other characters, if you like, in the film play themselves, and then you have a number of actors. Why did you want to go that docudrama as opposed to, you know, using real footage?
To be honest, at the beginning of the project, I sort of said to myself, listen, there's going to be many films made about this story. Perhaps I wouldn't be the only one. And I just wanted to come up with something unique and something that would be different from those other projects, which in the end never happened. And in fact, we were the only film that got made about this story in the end. But originally, I just felt this would be a unique, in a way, sort of unique selling point about this project would be that it would be authentic, that would have the real divers, the real rescuers involved in the making of the film.
And I suppose the fact, the big tension that you have here is, you know, everybody knows, thankfully, that all of the young boys were rescued from the caves and their coach. All 13 people came out well and alive. So how do you create a tension when you know the end of the story? Is there so much drama inherent in the story itself?
Well, actually, as the events unfolded, I mean, people watched this on the news and followed it on television and in newspapers, and really people's hearts were beating. You know, it was easily told as a movie because the storyline unfolded like the plot of a movie. So in fact, for me, the challenge was always to try and make that, you know, we know what happens at the end, we know they got stuck, but it's how they got out and what was used in that process and the people involved in that process of getting those kids out. That's what really made it interesting for me as a filmmaker, and a challenge as a filmmaker to tell that story and to tell it in the right way.
What really struck me, Jim, when I was watching it, you know, there are certain moments, certainly, that you're, even though you know that everything's going to be okay, you're still, your heart's a bit in your mouth. But the bit that really struck me was at the end, there's a reenactment of some of the families coming up to say thank you to you and some of your fellow divers. And I found that deeply moving. Just that, the sheer, you know, and I suppose a lot of those people were playing themselves as well. What was that moment like, first of all, in its actuality, when it happened, and then in reenacting it in the film?
Well, you know, as cave divers or cave rescuers, eventually, we try to disconnect ourselves from all those emotional factors and really get on with it, you know. We need to be focused and, you know, distance ourselves. So we, when the extraction started, when I arrived there, I got into this bubble of the rescue camp, and everything was kind of shielded from us, and we were just doing what we love doing, being underground, but also, you know, being responsible for the kids' lives. But we were kind of, you know, that moment after everything was done and dusted, we met the kid. We were with the kids, but they were unconscious due to the sedation. But you know, to meet their relatives, and then that was a very special moment and emotional for both sides of the camp, because that's when everything became more real, you know.
At the point at which they're rescued and it's all over, then you can afford to let the emotions out.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, then it's the right time to, you know, start digesting the story and talking about it. When you're in that moment, there is very little room for emotions. Yeah. You try to bottle them up as such, you know.
Let's listen to a clip, actually. You mentioned there that the young boys had to be sedated coming out. And this is a clip from the film where you're actually finding out, you know, you're discussing the mechanics of how the extraction will happen. And you hear exactly that the young boys are going to be unconscious at the time. Let's take that clip from the film.
Each of the lead divers, John, Rick, Jason and Chris, will take one boy each and lead them from chamber 9 through to chamber 3. The rest of the guys, including you, are going to act as support divers. You're going to help them change tanks, and importantly, you're going to check that the positive pressure face masks are tight against the faces. As you know, if those masks leak, those boys will drown, especially because they'll be heavily sedated with ketamine.
What do you mean by sedated?
Totally unconscious.
How much of it's underwater?
The flooded passage is approximately 1 kilometre long, with the occasional air pocket along the way.
The Americans will help you with your tanks and that through to 3. And then you're in the water at 3. And as you can see here, 150 and 200, 350 metres diving. I've got you here in chamber 5. When the guys come through, it's a matter of checking tanks. You'll have tanks there to replace if necessary. And as I say, just keep checking those masts.
I'm sure we're all good with that sedation business, yeah?
Yeah, we have no choice. It's either this, well, there's no diving. It's too risky. Yeah, if they panic and put our divers' lives in danger.
Clip there from the film The Cave about the rescue in July of 2018 of the 12 young boys and their coach in Thailand from the caves, all of them brought out alive. And joining me from our Limerick studio this evening is Tom Waller, who's directed the film The Cave, and Jim Morney, who plays himself in that film. Is that hugely unusual, Jim, that in fact those who you would be rescuing would be sedated? What kind of challenge did that present to you?
Yeah, definitely. It's completely outside procedures. Taking people diving while they're unconscious without any forms of monitoring. You know, people get anesthesia every day when they go for operations, but not underground, and then let alone underground and underwater. So yeah, that was a huge unknown, and it's something that was never tested before the rescue. Even the doctor himself was not confident it would work, you know. So the first time I heard it at that briefing was, you know, I was quite taken aback, and, you know, I was definitely imagining those kids drowning and dying. So, you know, it wasn't until I saw the first child going by that same day and seeing it actually working that my mind got somewhat settled. But it was still a huge responsibility, because
and it's interesting you use the word responsibility there. So there's no room, again, there's no room for you panicking and thinking, oh, what if this child dies in my arms? You have to keep absolutely focused on the task to hand.
That's it, and that's part of the reason why they were rendered unconscious, and they were more of a package than a live human being, you know. Of course we were monitoring if they were breathing or not and making sure that mask wouldn't leak, but you know, the fact that they were unconscious was a huge, you know, it was kind of indispensable for them not to panic and for us to be able to maneuver them around without hindrance.
The other thing that really struck me, Tom, was the fact that you got to go back to the caves themselves, to the Tham Luang cave complex. Did you go to the actual spots where the rescue had taken place, to the actual spots where the boys were found?
Well, actually, we weren't allowed inside beyond chamber 1. So what you see in the film is the real caves, but the deep interior of the cave we weren't able to access because it was still flooded, actually, when we were filming, making this film. So we had to reconstruct those scenes somewhere else and shoot in other caves around Thailand that looked similar or appeared to be similar to the Tham Luang cave. But obviously, when you make a film about something as recent as this was, because it was fairly recent when we started to make the film, it's almost like you're rewriting the history, because you know, we get the first draft of history from news reports and from the reporting at the time, you know, the social media updates, the newspaper, the articles that are written at that time. And then when you make a film, you're sort of rewriting that as a second draft of history and making a film. You're telescoping the timeline and you're taking characters and amalgamating them into what can be a, you know, less than 2 hour film. So for me, there was a great responsibility in trying to tell the story in the right way and not to try and embellish it too much and to try and stick to the facts.
Yeah, and the other thing that I think you do, and it's worth noting, is the fact that you really do focus on the unsung heroes, you know, the number of people that were involved in just making this all happen. Of course, we see the boys being brought out and we see the men walking alongside them and we think, oh, what a group of heroes. There was a huge, I suppose, back team making sure that this was all possible and could happen.
That was very important for me to show the extent and you know, some scenes show how far and wide this story went and that people came from across the planet to help. And it wasn't just Jim, but other divers from China, from Finland. You know, we have those members of the team depicted in the film. But there are also all the local people in the Tumlung area, in the Chiang Rai region, who just dropped everything to come to the mountainside. And that was very important for me to capture the spirit of that, the volunteer spirit of the rescue in the film. Mm.
I want to take another clip from the film now, if I could. And once again, it features Jim Warney, who's with you there in our Limerick studio, Tom. And this is a scene when you decide, we've heard of the death at this age, a very sad death of one of the ex-Navy SEALs, a Thai Sergeant Saman Kunan. And you've heard this news, you're sitting at home, you're trying to decide what to do, and your fiancée, Asha, comes into the kitchen.
Of exactly what these crews have been dealing with.
Fell unconscious during his dive back out of the cave. There's more monsoon rains forecast, which means more flooding likely from Sunday. And this is all a reminder of the huge challenge involved in trying to bring these boys to safety. Several civilian divers have already been called on to help with the rescue efforts being mounted by the Thai authorities.
Hey.
Hi. How was your day today?
Oh, not too bad. What would you think if I go to Thailand?
Why would you go to Thailand?
Want to go and help those kids in the cave.
There's so many people over there already.
Jim Warney and his fiancée Asha there in a clip from the film The Cave. How frightening a moment was that, Jim, to have to explain, do you know what, I'm off out to Thailand and I'm going to put myself in this incredibly dangerous situation? Because while you might be able to put the emotions to the one side, family and loved ones must find that hard.
Yeah, well, I had been following the story since the boys went missing, so never assuming that I would end up in Thailand. It wasn't until that instance of that scene really where I text one of the guys in Thailand, you know, saying to take care out there, and if he needs me, I'm here, you know. And you know, literally within minutes I found out that I was gonna end up going. And then
so that's how it plays out in the scene, that you text him. Did you get the text back almost immediately saying, well, how quickly can you be here?
Oh yeah, because I had seen that he was active on the messenger thing. So yeah, and then telling Asha, you know, she, you know, we both had been following it, and you know, she was quite surprised, or she wondered, why would you go? You know, there's so many people. You know, she knows a good part of the cave diving scene, so you know, she knows there's a lot of cave divers available.
Yeah.
But yeah.
One other thing that I wanted to ask you about, the film, it is dedicated and beautifully dedicated to Saman Kunan, who lost his life in the rescue process. But there's another scene at a graveyard. You're at a grave, Jim, of Arthur Kozlowski. Is that how I say Arthur's name?
Yeah, that's correct.
Who was or who is Arthur?
He was a good friend of mine. When I first started cave diving in Ireland, I was, you know, doing my own projects and, you know, exploring caves left, right and centre. And then Arthur came on the scene. He was very green, and he very quickly became a diving partner. And I mentored him into cave exploration, and he picked it up very quickly. And then, you know, after a while, he was really devoted to exploration, and he happened to run into a bit of trouble in one cave he was exploring and passed away. Mm-hmm. So I was the first person called to go and see what the story was, and I made two dives during 2 days and found his body, and he was later recovered. And
wow, and putting emotions to the one side when it's a friend must be incredibly difficult.
Yeah, of course. But again, it's one of those experiences like the Thai cave rescue that you it's an almost an out of body experience. You become so focused, and you focus entirely on the job, and those emotions get bottled up, and then sometimes they come out afterwards.
Cave diver Jim Warney there, along with director Tom Waller, speaking to us about the movie The Cave, which will be screened as part of the Cork Film Festival this Saturday, November the 9th. And that screening takes place at Everyman Theatre in Cork. You can find out full details about The Cave and indeed everything else happening at the festival on corkfilmfestival.org.